This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the morning, I cannot with some of this birthday stuff. We talked a few weeks ago about a mom who had a birthday party at Build-A-Bear for kids.
Yes.
And then when it was all said and done, all the kids that made Build-A-Bears had to give their Build-A-Bears that they just made to the birthday kid. She said that that's what they wanted, and all the kids were so upset. And now I'm seeing the newest trend for birthday parties for kids is bringing gifts for siblings. It's the most insane thing I've heard. Do you do this? I guess people are sending out invitations and they're getting invited to parties. And on the invitations, it says, please, if you could, bring a small gift for so-and-so's sibling because they don't want them to feel left out.
They're asking for kids to bring not only the kids but also the siblings as well.
The siblings a gift.
I don't know about that.
Do parents really do this? And how do you feel about this? 702-364-9400. I feel like if it's your birthday, that's your day. And why do you have to share it with your siblings? Some other people feel like, well, they're so young and they don't understand and it hurts them. I saw Kylie Kelsey, Jason Kelsey's wife. She talked about it on her podcast and she's like, absolutely not. That is a day for them. Why are we doing this participation trophy kind of thing where everybody gets a gift so nobody feels left out?
And the thing about the Build-A-Bear thing that went viral is because the mom made the kids come to the party and then they made their own Build-A-Bears, right? And then she asked the kid, all the kids, okay, guys, it's time to give it to my son's whose birthday is today,
yes,
right?
Yeah. Ooh. So that way the kids didn't get them. They thought that was part of it. The birthday child got it. And she's like, her reasoning was, well, I paid for it. 702-364-9400. Are kids' birthdays getting out of control? Let's talk to Natalie, whose son just had a birthday. Hey, Natalie, what's up?
Hey, yeah, my son just had his birthday a couple weeks ago. And I guess now all the parents are mad at me because of something I did.
The parents are mad at you?
Yes, I don't know. I had a party for him at Dave & Buster's. I paid for everything there. So, you know, I paid for everyone. The kids had their points on their cards after they played all day. And I thought since, you know, it was my son's birthday, that they'd want him to be able to get the biggest, best prize possible. So I had all the kids give me their cards afterwards so my son could use all their points and get the best prize.
Oh.
And now I've heard a couple of the parents are mad, and I'm not sure why. Didn't they learn giving? Didn't they teach their kids giving?
Well, okay, so I don't know the parents. I'll maybe give you some insight on their behalf. I think maybe they feel like this is kind of like that Build-A-Bear thing we were just talking about. Like, their kid was probably really excited to get all these points and maybe go. Like, that's the best part of Dave & Buster's, right, is to go afterwards and pick out your prizes. So instead of them being able to pick out something for themselves, you asked for them to give the card to your son so he could use their points?
Well, yeah, I mean, I paid for them to play the game, so I mean, it's kind of only fair too, but it was his birthday. It's not like it was just a random day and I made them give up their points for that.
Oh, and the parents, they reacted right away or?
I didn't really hear anything until after. I just heard kind of rumors afterwards that people were upset. No one really said anything at the time.
Okay, Natalie, can I be like so for real for you? I don't want you to feel attacked because I appreciate you calling, but can I be so for real with you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would be like, I would be talking about you afterwards. Like, who, what the heck? Like, if I'm going to a birthday party with taking my kid to Dave and Buster's, I assume that those points, that's part of like your party favor that now, oh, my kid gets to go and get, you know, the $10 piece of gum that, you know,
yeah,
or whatever. Like, the fact that you made them give those points to your kid, and did your kid get something big and fabulous?
Yeah, he got something he really wanted too. Like, we had gone in there before and he had seen this stuffed animal. It's huge and he's wanted it forever and he got it for his birthday. I feel like it was such a great opportunity for him.
But didn't he already get like a bunch of gifts from the kids for his birthday?
Well, yeah, but I mean, this was just another gift he got.
Okay. Oh, no. What do you guys think? Is Natalie in the right? Was that like perfectly okay for her to ask the kids to give the Dave and Buster's points back to the birthday boy? Or was that like kind of mean to the kids who went to the party who were excited? What do you guys think? Do you have a second to hold on, Natalie? Are you cool with that?
Yeah, I can't wait.
Okay, hold on one second. 702-364-9400. Let's talk to Ashton. Ashton, good morning. What do you think? Are birthday parties going too far?
You know, I kind of think they are going a little too far. I'm kind of in between, if I'm being honest. I feel like we went to a Chuck E. Cheese party and the parents didn't necessarily ask for us to give them all the points, but our kid is pretty young that he didn't really care. Like, it was easy to just kind of give all the points so the birthday kid could have something. But I think for things outside of that, like, every time I throw a birthday party, I make goodie bags. Like, I give the other kids stuff. I don't expect anything for siblings. I think it's important that kids learn, like, it's not all about them. It's okay for one person to kind of have that, you know, tension for one day, you know?
Yeah, I like agree. And I'm also shocked that this is a regular thing at Chuck E. Cheese now, too. I didn't realize that parents expected the birthday child to get all the points.
Oh, Ashton, that's something I didn't know about either.
Yeah, I think I've heard it because, like I said, my kid is young enough that he doesn't really care, and we don't really collect enough points. He's not playing to win anything.
Oh, it's like 40 points, 50 points here and there, maybe. That is what Ashton's talking about.
I know, but like if they get a bouncy ball or something, like that's the sense of accomplishment. I feel like it's kind of mean. Maybe it's just me. I don't know. Maybe this is the new thing. My kids aren't that small anymore. So it's been a while since I've been to that type of birthday party. We're going to take more of your calls. Natalie is still on the phone. Thank you, Ashton. What do you guys think? The most out of control birthday parties, and is taking the points to give to the birthday child okay or no way? We'll talk about it next. It's Mix 94.1. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning. Natalie, thank you so much for holding.
Yeah.
We were talking to Natalie about birthday parties, and you told us that a bunch of parents are mad at you now after your son's birthday party. And what, again, is the reason that they're mad at you?
Because I had their kids all give me their points so that my son could get the prize he wanted.
The party was at Dave and Buster's. You know how you collect points for playing games. And instead of the kids getting to use their points, they gave them to your son, and your son was able to get a really cool prize. We're getting some calls about it. Let's bring in Jessica. Jessica, you're on with Natalie. We're talking about birthday parties. What do you think?
I think they're getting out of hand way too much. Because now you go to a birthday party and they're having a candy bar. They have, maybe they'll have like a full-on game truck. I get the taco guy, but what happened to back in the day when it was just a normal barbecue and you go and just like hang out and have a normal birthday party? You don't have to go all out and have like these big old blown up balloons or these numbers, you know, it's just getting out of hand.
And what do you think about, like, Natalie's situation with the points at Dave and Buster's?
Uncalled for. Like, that's not cool.
Do you think the kids should keep the points?
Yes, I do. Like, that's not fair. I get you paid for it, but you shouldn't expect that in the end. Or if you do, maybe buy your kid an extra card if you play and get the points for him.
I guess I'm confused. Like, I just thought that, you know, we did get them gifts, you know, little goodie bags and stuff. We had them, you know, food and games to play. And I just don't see the issue. I mean, I feel like they got to play the games and have fun.
Maybe that was the experience. I don't know. Let's talk to Gina. Gina, good morning. What do you think?
All right. You know what? This is genuinely why I hate bringing my kids to birthday parties. That's too much. You know, if I'm going to be bringing my kid and giving a gift, that needs to be enough. And now it's out there that we have to give a gift to, what, a sibling and cater to every single kid that's at the birthday party? Like, is it so that they can't have a good time unless the kid is having a good time, and now we have to give out favors to birthday kids everywhere? Like, when is enough going to be enough?
I you're being so for real, Gina, and I actually agree with you. It just seems like a lot. Are you one of those people where it's like you get a birthday party invitation and you feel immediate dread, or what?
Well, you know, I used to be excited because I would see my kids have a lot of fun at these parties, but, you know, for all the work I got to do just to attend a birthday party for another child, I might as well just throw a birthday party for my child.
Yeah, might as well. And then maybe take away all the gifts that they bring.
Seriously.
Thanks, Gina. Let's talk to Yvette. Yvette, you're on with Natalie. Good morning. What do you think?
I don't know. I think that it's one of the things that it's great in this because you need to allow the kids to know that there's one day for themselves, like the birthday. And when you make other kids give them their stuff, they're going to be hard. It's going to be hard for them when reality hits that not everything is going to be their way in the future.
Yeah, that's a good point. Maybe we're coddling kids too much and making them think, oh, everything is for you. It's all you. It's all you. And then real world hits and they're like, wait, what? This isn't all for me?
Exactly.
Well, we appreciate
it. I agree. So thank you for that input, because I feel the same about my son. Like, why do all the kids at the party feel entitled to his points that I paid for?
Well, maybe they just thought that they got, you know, a little treat for themselves since they took the time and attended the party and brought gifts for your son. Maybe they felt like, wow, this is a nice thing for his mom to do for us, so we get a little bouncy ball or, you know, a piece of Laffy Taffy for playing these games.
Yeah, but just like we're not bringing gifts for the siblings, I don't think every person who shows up to the party should be entitled to a gift necessarily. It's not their birthday.
Oh boy, Natalie, I just, you know, I totally get what you're saying. Well, I don't get what you're saying, but I respect you standing up for what you believe in. I worry that maybe like the next birthday party for your son, maybe people will not want to go knowing that that's kind of the way of thinking. But, you know, as long as you're happy, your son's happy, you know, that's all that matters, right?
Yeah, as long as my son's happy, that's the most important thing. And he had a great time.
Well, I'm glad he did. I don't know if the other kids did, but
yeah, if I get an invitation for my kid and Natalie's son's birthday next year, I don't think I'm going. I'm just saying that now.
I'm out of town. Sorry. either way, we appreciate you calling, Natalie.
Yeah, yeah. I think she hung up already. She's like, all right, I'm getting a lot of heat for this.
We're getting a lot of texts. A lot of them I can't read on the air.
Really?
Well, a lot of the comments involve words that probably aren't morning radio friendly. So anyway, but yeah, thank you guys for listening. Let's